Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge's popular city ambassadors have received a stylish new makeover with the introduction of smart new uniforms. The new look, incorporating bespoke purple blazers and trilby hats, has been introduced following the fifth anniversary of the service, which was launched in August 2013. Andrew Palmer, visitor welcome manager for Visit Cambridge and Beyond, is here alongside Fulvia
Placitelli.
Very, very good. It's another Italian reunion, everybody, which is going on here. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. So the changes to the uniform. What's happened? What's new?
It really celebrates 5 years of the ambassador service. The team work on street, dealing with visitor inquiries, welcoming visitors to the city. Over the last 5 years. 250,000, well over 250,000 visitor inquiries the team have dealt with. So it just celebrates the team, the work that they do. It makes them highly visible. They need to be highly visible. They need to be welcoming. People need to spot them in a crowd.
Yeah,
you know, they need to approach, and not just the visitors, but the residents too. Don't be shy.
Is it obvious that's why they're there for? You know, the first, I guess, I remember, you know, back in 2013, it's like, Who's that? But then all of a sudden it permeates in the brain. But I wonder if everybody manages to make that connection.
Well, we would hope so. You know, ambassador services now operate across the country. People start to get used to the service that's delivered. This is why we're here. Raise the profile of the service. Mm-hmm. Visitors to the city, welcome the ambassador service. We hope that the residents will too. You know, they can advise on events going on, attractions. If you're looking for a particular shop, they can help you out with that too. So a broad range of information is held within that team.
Okay, so for Fulvia, did you like the new uniform? Is it better than the old one?
Yes, I like it. Especially the hat. The new hat is better than the other one.
Because they were sort of like a bowler hat thing before, wasn't it? And now it's more sort of, I don't know, sort of 1950s trilby, I suppose.
Yes. It's also warmer than the other.
Yes. Like, now, that's an interesting one, because is it the same uniform all the year round, or are there sort of little amendments you can make as it gradually gets colder?
It depends. In summertime, we have just the waistcoat and the shirt. Instead, in wintertime, we have a coat, jacket.
Yeah, sort of gradually layer you up until. Do you need to carry stuff with you? Because I guess a lot of the information you learn and can remember, but there must be some things from time to time that you have to look up just to make sure you're telling people the right information.
Yeah, we carry especially maps with us, so we can give the information, we can show them where to go. Yeah, where to find places.
Yeah.
But also the team, you know, are prompted to direct visitors into the information centre within the Guildhall. So part of the team is the information welcome within the VIC. So we work as a welcome team on street and in-house too.
How many ambassadors are there? Well, first of all, how many are there, and how many are there on the streets at any one time?
Well, there are 14 members, four ambassadors working 7 days a week. The service is delivered across the year. The team walk up to 10 miles per day. There are three zones that they work within. So, you know, it's a fantastic team. They do a very good job for the city and for Visit Cambridge, and also for Cambridge Bid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What are the perimeters? I know that Cambridge Bid has its sort of area, if you like. What are there sort of boundaries as to, you know? Oh no, that I can't walk down that street because that's out of my area.
But we have three areas actually. Yeah, we have city centre, Grafton, and station.
We
go on to the station. Mm. Yes, East Road, Station Road, and the station area.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we're still in the studio with Andrew Palmer, the visitor welcome manager for Visit Cambridge and Beyond. And we've got Fulvia Placitelli here, who is one of the Cambridge ambassadors. So,
yeah, we'd kind of like to know, because we're intrigued as to when people stop you, what sort of things do they ask? What's a typical question?
First of all, where is Cambridge University? And yeah, because they expect to see a big gate and then go inside.
With signs saying Cambridge University exactly. over the top.
Yeah, so we need to explain that actually all the colleges, so we explained them where to find them. That's really, yeah, usually King's College, St. John's College, the most famous, and the Panting. Yeah, all of these questions.
Yeah, so it is kind of almost every day kind of thing.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing the job for?
3 years and a half.
Right. When you first started, because in London, if you're a taxi driver, you have to do something called the knowledge, which basically is to do, you know, so you know all the streets. Is there some kind of Visit Cambridge equivalent that the ambassadors have to go through?
Well, the training, it takes like 3 months because you need to learn everything about the city centre especially. And also about shops, restaurants, because people can ask you also information where to go, where to have a nice coffee, where they can have a nice English breakfast. And so we need to learn everything about.
Yeah. how's the role changed at all, I wonder, in those 3.5 years? It's, you know, in terms of the kind of, maybe Andrew can help us out here, the kind of tourists who come to Cambridge, are they people, I don't know, coming up for the day? Are they staying for a week somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of visitors come up for the day. You know, we've now introduced the meet and greet service where we meet visitors on Queen's Green. We take the ambassador team along as well. We welcome visitors to the city there, tell them what they should and shouldn't be doing, where the information centre is. You know, we tell them where they are. Quite often they're dropped off. They're not even sure. You know, they know they're in Cambridge, but they're not sure where they are. Where do we get back on the bus a little bit later? So a lot of visitors come up for the day. A lot of visitors, like Fulvia said, are looking for the university. A lot of visitors enjoy taking tours along the backs of the colleges on the punts. Obviously, the walking tours are very popular as well. But part of the role of Visit Cambridge and Beyond is to try and encourage those visitors to stay a little bit longer.
To hang around.
You know, spend a little bit more time in the city, visit the surrounding area, base yourself in Cambridge. You know, we want them to stay longer. We want them to explore more than just King's College Chapel.
Yeah, so you kind of like, I don't know, to spend a morning at Wimpole Hall, say, and then maybe come back in the afternoon and do something else along the camp.
You know, come out to Ely, out to St Ives, Peterborough. You know, we've got fantastic attractions, not just in Cambridge, but the immediate area as well. Mm. So, you know, it makes sense to spend a little bit more time.
And when somebody arrives, say, at Cambridge Railway Station, is it helpful to have someone like Fulvia there? Because you can turn up and you think, what is this place? And then trying to work out, you know, you see a bus and before you know it, you're in St Ives rather than in Cambridge City Centre.
Yes, for sure. Especially because when they come out from the station, they expect to see King's College.
just straight ahead of them. Then they should know it's King's College, which kind of helped the station be where it was in the first place.
So we need to explain that now you need to walk at least 20 minutes and we need to give them a direction. And otherwise they get lost immediately. They go the opposite way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have enough trouble. I've lived here for 14 years, so goodness knows I know that. Andrew, who funds Visit Cambridge? Where does the money come from to keep you and Fulvia and everybody else in work?
Well, we're a commercial organisation now. We're what's called a destination management organisation. So we have to generate revenue via our commercial team. We operate a membership scheme where businesses will pay into that membership and get various levels of profile within the website, the Visit Cambridge website that's looked at by well over 2 million people a year now.
Right. So is it like a halo effect of just sort of, you know, a company says, okay, we'll give you some money, we'll sponsor you, put their logo there, and then I don't know, it helps their business be associated with Cambridge?
Well, no, it's more about raising the profile of restaurants, hotels, visitor attractions to the visitor market via our website, via our visitor information centre, which is based right in the heart of the city in the Guildhall. And we also have a fantastic guided tours department. We've got a pool of about 130 Cambridge Green and Blue Badge guides who take walking tours into the Cambridge colleges. So we generate money that way as well. And obviously through through the information centre, selling a broad range of sort of tickets and maps and guides.
And do people who actually live in Cambridge, do they use the services as much as...
Oh, they do.
Visitors?
Yeah, certainly so. You know, we hold information on other parts of the country as well. So you have local residents coming in to pick up holiday information, maybe on Cornwall, on Cumbria. They come in to pick up relevant bus timetables, event information. The concert calendar is a very, very popular publication that comes out that lists a broad range of classical music events across the city each term. So people come in to pick that up as well. So yeah, we're well used by both visitors and residents.
Yeah, and Fulvia, finally, most unusual questions, requests that you've had from people. What do they want to know?
The most unusual was where can they find the sunshine?
Yes, that can often be lost in the fens, I guess.
Yeah. And how many trees there are in Cambridge?
Oh, wow.
That's how many trees?
Specific. Yes.
And how many trees are there in Cambridge?
To be honest, I didn't know the answer. I tried to Google it, but I couldn't find the answer.
Oh, my God, not even Google knows the answer.
Oh, goodness me. Well, look, thank you both very much for coming in. Fulvia, you on duty today?
Yes, I am.
Where are you going to be starting off walking so people can say hello?
City centre, yeah.
City centre.
King's Parade, that area.
Okay, yeah. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in, and to you too.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for having us.
Well, Andrew, I'll let Lucy wrap up and say who we've been speaking to, because you do the pronunciation of Fulvia's name so much better.
So that was Andrew Palmer, the Visitor Welcome Manager for Visit Cambridge and Beyond, and lovely Fulvia Placitelli, one of our Cambridge ambassadors.
Nicely done, as always. So thank you both very much indeed. It's 19 away from 9. Thank you very much for your company this morning. From me, Julian Clover.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
Do you think we'd make good ambassadors for Cambridge?
So, we might not know how many trees there are in Cambridge, but we do know how many good pubs there are.